Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Yoga Ritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Samadhi, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Rupyo Namah Hari Om. Om Sahanavatu Sahanavbhunaktu Sahaviryankaravavahai తేజస్వినధీతమస్తు మా విషావహై. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. అథ యోగానుశాసనం. యోగశ్చిత్తవృత్తి నిరోధః. తదాదృష్టస్వరూపే అవస్థానం. వృత్తిసారూప్యమితరత్ర. వృత్తయః పంచతయః క్లిష్టాక్లిష్టాః. ప్రమాణ విపర్య వికల్ప నిద్రా స్మృతయః. ప్రత్యక్ష అనుమానాగమాః ప్రమాణాని. విపర్యయ మిథ్యా జ్ఞానమతత్రూప ప్రతిష్టం. శబ్ద జ్ఞానానుపాతి వస్తుశూన్యో వికల్పః. అభావ ప్రత్యాలంబనా వృత్తిర్నిద్రా. అనుభూత విషయా సంప్రమోష స్మృతిః. అభ్యాస వైరాగ్యాభ్యాం తన్నిరోధః. తత్ర స్థితౌ యత్నోభ్యాసః. సతు దీర్ఘకాల నైరంతర్య సత్కారా సేవితో దృఢభూమిః. దృష్టానుశ్రవిక విషయ వితృష్ణస్య వశీకార సంజ్ఞా వైరాగ్యం. తత్పరం పురుషఖ్యాతే హే గుణవైతృష్ణ్యం. వితర్క విచారానందస్మితాను రూపానుగమాత్ సంప్రజ్ఞాతః. విరామ ప్రత్యాభ్యాసపూర్వః సంస్కారశేషోన్యః. భవ ప్రత్యయో విదేహ ప్రకృతిలయానాం. శ్రద్ధ వీర్య స్మృతి సమాధి ప్రజ్ఞాపూర్వక ఇతరేషాం. 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 సో For the others means for the yogis we saw the first type of asamprajna samadhi. For the others who are interested in the asamprajna samadhi, for them this is the means shraddha, and shraddha from shraddha to virya for the power, from virya to smriti the remembrance, from smriti to samadhi the meditation, and samadhi from samadhi to knowledge prajna itaresham. Others have, this is the way for the others. Now what are these, we'll explain. Upaya pratyayo yoginam bhavati. Upaya pratyayo yoginam bhavati. So upaya pratyaya is for yogi. ఫస్ట్ భవ ప్రత్యయ యోగి విసా. నౌ దిస్ ఉపాయ ప్రత్యయో. ఉపాయ ప్రత్యయ శ్రద్ధ. శ్రద్ధ ఇస్ చేతస సంప్రసాద. ది చిత్త ఇట్ ఇస్ అట్ పీస్. సంప్రసాద మీన్స్ ది డిజైర్ ఫార్ ది గెయినింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ మోక్ష. సో దట్ ఇస్ శ్రద్ధ. A surrendered buddhi, a buddhi which is concentrated for knowledge. Sahi jananiva kalyani yoginam pati. So that shraddha, it protects the yogi like a mother protects the child. Kalyani yoginam, yoginam pati jananiva. It is that which brings auspiciousness, that which is very auspicious, like a mother who protects her child. This shraddha protects the yogi. Tasya hi shraddha dhanasya vivekarthino viryam upajayate. Because only to that person who is having shraddha. He is not only one who is having shraddha, he is the serious of the knowledge also. Vekarthinaha shraddha dhanasya. A person who has the desire for Veka and who has the Shraddha, the clarity, the concentration, the surrendered buddhi, the faith, all this. So on the path of yoga, Viryam Upajayate, only to him the Virya, he gains the Virya. Virya is understood as power, Shakti, energy. It can be even understood as the samskara. So, see, this energy, this power, this, because see, this virya is a common term used in all the traditions. Buddhist tradition also use virya as a power. So, samubhajata viryasya smriti upadishtate. So, all effort, the effort to practice, that also you cannot take as virya. So, he gains effort which is powerful enough. So, only for one who has gained that kind of, who is having that kind of energy, that kind of power, only he, smriti upadishtate, for only to him the smriti, smriti means the smriti of his self, and when that smriti of the self, smriti means the meditation, dhyanam, the means which is the ashtanga yoga, there asana, pranayama, pratyahara, these are the methods. So he says shraddha, then virya, then dhyana, samadhi. So this dhyana, this pratyahara, the state of samadhi he gains. Smriti upasthane cha chittam anakulam samadhiyate. So when the mind is at peace, then through the ashtanga yoga he gains the samadhi, chittam anakulam, without any trouble, the chittam without any being disturbed, it is at peace. Samadhiyate means it is at peace, and that is samahita chittasya prajna veka upavartate. And for that person who is in that samadhi, who has a peace of mind, only in a mind which is at peace, the prajna viveka, the knowledge of the prajna, upavarte means gains clarity, or it grows. Tena yathavat vastu janati. Through that power of the prajna, through that power of the knowledge which he has gained because of this shraddha, etc., he can understand things as it is. Yathavad vastu janati. He sees things, understands things as it is. Tad abhyasat, tad vishayatcha, vairagyat, asam prajnata, samadhir bhavati. And see, yathavat vastu means here it is not the objects of the world. He understands the vastu, the tattva as it is. So, and because of its practice of the tattva, and because of the practice of the vitthana samskara nasha, because of the practice of the destruction of the samskaras which takes him to the world, to the samsara, by practicing the destruction of the samskara of the samsara, the thought, memories, the thought, impressions of the samsara from rising, by destroying that, and tad vishayacha, and making the mind not interested in the objects of the samsara, not just the thought, external and internal both, by controlling that, asampragnata samadhi bhavati. He gains this asampragnata samadhi, the second type of asampragnata samadhi. Though the first type or the second type, see, second type is upaya pratyaya, we see that bhava pratyaya and upaya pratyaya in both. See, there is one catch. See, there he says this person will be there with the samskaras in a dormant state in that prasana prakriti until the samskaras start giving fruits. So this is called asamprajnat samadhi, nirbija samadhi, which is the highest amount of samadhi according to them. But still, if he comes back to the world, then in whatever form, he may not take a birth, but he comes back to this world in whatever form, whether it is gross or subtle, it doesn't matter. A body, if he is embodied, then there is samsara. When he identifies himself with anything else, then that is samsara. This I am talking from the viewpoint of Vedanta. See, why is this samadhi not a samadhi which the Vedantins are not interested in? Because after, even after studying Vedanta, if you study this, or when you study this without studying Vedanta, you will be caught in this. Seems all so similar to Vedanta. Here only practice is said, and there it is only what they say, the jugglery of knowledge. So it is just some knowledge. It's some puzzle. You just play with your knowledge. That's all. So it is not like that. There the practice also is tattva abhyasa. There also we practice the tattva abhyasa to shravana, manana, nidhyasana. There also we accept the single focused mind for the practice of manana. By negating, there also we say the four types of vairagya, which is this negating the thoughts from negating the, putting the only putting the mind in one single thought, negating the other thoughts, staying put in that one thought function and gaining the knowledge. There also we accept all these types of things. There we understand it in a different sense of, from the sense of the knowledge, not from the sense of the yoga, samadhi. So, abhyasa asamprajnata samadhi bhavati. So, through this, he gains this asamprajnata samadhi. Now, te khalu nava yogino mrudu madhya adhimatra upaya bhavanti tad yatha. Mrudu upaya, madhya upaya, adhimatra upaya iti. Tatra mrudu upayo api trividaha. Mrudu samvegaha, madhya samvegaha, tivra samvegaha iti. Tatha madhya upaya, tatha adhimatra upaya iti. Tatra adhimatra upayanam. Te khalu nava yoginaha. So, for the people who are practicing yoga, who are into this yogi, meditation of yoga, for them, for the people who practice this shraddha, etc., for them, they are also of different types. They are of nine types actually. Mrutu, madhya, adhimatra, upayaha, bhavanti. They differ through mrudu matra, madhya matra and adhimatra. Mrudu is soft, madhya is medium, and adhimatra is strong, hard. So, the soft, the medium and the strong. So these are the three methods and these upayas. And even in these three upayas, which is mrudu upaya, madhya upaya and adhimatra upaya, even here, they also differ in three forms, which is mrudu samvega, madhya samvega, tivra samvega. Samvega, normally people, tattva-visharada, he takes it as vairagyam. Because vairagyam, where the vairagya, the dispassion is ultimate, he gains knowledge. Charama vairagyam, mukti lakshanaha. So, he takes it as vairagyam. Vijnana bhikshu, he takes this samvega as the speed, the ability to attain the moksha, mukti faster. Samvegaha, vega, speed, samvegaha, ultimate speed, good speed. So, and there are some people, like I said, the Buddhist, they accept it as the energy or the power, shakti too. So, here, that also, these upayas are also of, these three types of upaya are also of, again three types, which is mrudu samvegaha, medium speed, slow speed, medium speed and faster speed, ultimate speed. So these are also of three types. Therefore it is like mrudu upaya mrudu samvega, mrudu upaya madhya samvega, mrudu upaya tivra samvega, and madhya upaya mrudu samvega, madhya upaya madhya samvega, madhya upaya tivra samvega, adhimatra upaya mrudu samvega, adhimatra upaya madhya samvega, adhimatra upaya tivra samvega. So they are also of three types, and there again tatha madhya upayah tatha adhimatra upayah iti tatra adhimatra upayah. Now we are not interested in discussing the previous stages. We are not interested in discussing the previous stages. We are interested in discussing the person who is in the ultimate stage of desire. తత్ర అధిమాత్ర ఉపాయానాం, ఫర్ ది పర్సన్ హూ హెస్ ఇన్ ది అల్టిమేట్ స్టేజ్ ఆఫ్ డిజైర్, ఫర్ హిమ్ తీవ్ర సంవేగానామాసన్న, తీవ్ర సంవేగానామాసన్న, తీవ్ర సంవేగానాం ఆసన్న, తీవ్ర సంవేగానాం ఆసన్న. For the person who has the desire very strong, for him asannaha, he gains the samadhi and its result very faster. Samadhi labaha samadhi phalam cha bhavati iti. So for him the samadhi labha, the experience of the samadhi, samprajna samadhi, asamprajna samadhi, the samadhi labha means samprajna samadhi. The result of the samadhi is asamprajna samadhi. So through the practice you gain the samprajna samadhi, and through dispassion of that also you gain the asamprajna samadhi. This is the result. So he gains that. what happens to the other people? That also is discussed in the next sutra. Mrudu madhya adhimatrattvat tato api visheshah. మృదు మధ్య అధిమాత్రత్వాత్ తతో అపి విశేషః, 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 మృదు మధ్య అధిమాత్రత్వాత్ మృదు మధ్య అధిమాత్రత్వాత్ ఈచ్ వన్ మృదు. దే ఆర్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ ది ఫైనల్ స్టేజ్ వన్ హూ హాస్ అల్టిమేట్ డిస్పాషన్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్సో అగైన్ ఇట్ ది మృదు ది తీవ్ర ఉపాయ అండ్ తీవ్ర సంవేగ ఇన్ దట్ ఆల్సో వీ హ్యావ్ మృదు మధ్య అధిమాత్ర మృదు మృదు తీవ్ర సంవేగ తీవ్ర ఉపాయ మృదు మధ్య తీవ్ర సంవేగ తీవ్ర ఉపాయ తీవ్ర తీవ్ర సంవేగ తీవ్ర ఉపాయ. So we are talking about the final stage, the tivra samvega tivra upaya, the person who is desirous of the moksha and who practices the shraddha etc very strongly. For him there are three types of people in that. For them the moksha is gained very faster, but still it will be faster if you have it in this is speed, slow, medium and faster. For the person who is very very desirous, for person who is very desirous he will gain it in proper time. For person who is very very desirous, then according to it he will gain the result faster, and for the final person he will gain the result very very faster. మృదు తీవ్ర మధ్య తీవ్ర అధిమాత్ర తీవ్ర ఇతి తతోపి విశేషః. సో ది డిఫరెన్సెస్ ది upaya and the samvega, if it is tivra, fine. Again the practice and desire is very 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 strong here. It the according to your strength of desire, according to the effort you put, the result also is gained. తద్ విశేషాత్ మృదు తీవ్ర సంవేగస్య ఆసన్నః తతో మధ్య తీవ్ర సంవేగస్య ఆసన్నతరః తస్మాత్ అధి తీవ్ర సంవేగస్య అధిమాత్ర ఉపాయస్య అపి ఆసన్నతమః సమాధిలాభః సమాధిఫలం చేతి. So the result of samadhi and the result of samadhi, which is asampragna samadhi, the sampragna samadhi and asampragna samadhi will be gained fastest. If it is the vishesha, the desire is slow, he will gain in fast, because the other two are the upaya and the desire is faster, so he will gain it faster. But if the effort he puts is medium, then he will gain in the faster possible way. And if it is very 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 strong, the desire is very strong, then he will be the first one to gain the sampragna samadhi and asampragna samadhi. స్వసమాధి లాభ సమాధి ఫలం కిం ఏతస్మాదేవ ఆసన్నతమ సమాధి భవతి అత అస్య లాభే భవంతి భవతి అన్యోపి కశ్చిద్ ఉపాయో నవైతి. సో ఇస్ దేర్ ఓన్లీ దీస్ టూ వేస్ టు గెయిన్ ది సమాధి, ఆర్ ఇస్ దేర్ ఎనీ అదర్ వే? దిస్ వే యూ డిస్కస్డ్ ఓన్లీ, ఆర్ దీస్ ది ఓన్లీ వే, ఆర్ ఇస్ దేర్ ఎనీ అదర్ వే టు గెయిన్ ది సమాధి అండ్ ఇట్స్ రిజల్ట్ విచ్ ఇస్ అసంప్రజ్ఞాన సమాధి?